episode number 255, Game Style Blown Guilty.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Guilty?
Blown?
Style?
Game?
Yeah. That's the title of the show.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
each and every one of those in this episode.
Yeah, that's right. And then what else we got? We got some voicemails to read, right? Because they're left over from last week's episode.
Right.
Well, wonderful. So I bet you we confuse the crap out of everybody with this.
Probably.
So, but we'll explain it all. You got to listen all the way to the very end to get the whole picture, though.
So are we gonna do them in this order?
I guess so. We can start off with the game part.
Game. GT5.
Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah.
I guess the F5 or whatever you want to call it, 2010, 2011 Camaro is going to be in it.
That should be pretty sweet.
Not a shock.
No. But it's been in a lot of video games now so far.
Yeah, you know, the last major one was Forza Motorsport 3.
Excellent game.
You know, that didn't seem to have as much of a splash as what Forza Motorsport 2 did.
I know, because there were so many more people, I think, using a Forza 2 for customizing their car and swapping their car and making YouTube videos of their car, that, I don't know, did it lose the newness when it went to Forza 3?
Well, maybe to go and coincide with that, I was thinking, because when I played it, I just kind of thought it didn't really offer much more than Forza 2. It was just kind of the same.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
maybe some more cars.
Yeah, well, and that's cool. I mean, how much more can you add to it? But at the same time, it just kind of felt almost like a rehash to me. I want to know if anybody else out there agrees, because I know a lot of people bought it and there was talk about it, but boy, when Forza 2 came out, it was a big deal.
I know. Now I'm seeing Forza 3 for like $19 Best Buy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Video game graveyard.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
But Gran Turismo 5, they've been working on that for I want to say 5 years now.
Yeah. No, that's PlayStation only, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Which I've got. And that's about all I'm going to use it for.
Yeah.
Because, I don't use it for anything else. Like one game a year I buy for it.
Yeah.
Blu-ray player. Good enough.
Perfect.
So, Gran Turismo 5. Can't wait. Okay. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Sony, please send us an evaluation copy. Thank you.
An advanced evaluation
copy.
Yeah.
Queued up to the Camaro parts. Camaro only.
Of course. Yeah.
No Ferrari, no Lamborghini, no Sean Austin Martin. All right, so that's the game part.
That's the game.
Next is style.
Style, yeah.
You want me to cover this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of our longtime members, Jonathan Camir, I hope I say that right.
Camir.
Terrific photography, offers up some really cool photography that he's done for clients, and he does freelance photography for vehicles as well. He specializes in vehicle photography. Well, he started another website, and as everybody should know by now, that Chris, you and I, we're always supporting websites that are willing to support the rest of the community.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
So he started CamaroStyleGuide.com. And our good buddy Brent Franker did this for the fourth gens, but I think Brent's been a little more focused on his career lately.
Yeah.
So Jonathan took care of this, and of course, Brent, being the kind of guy that he is, he's all for it, you know, I'm sure. I'm speaking on behalf of him. But anyway, it's basically an all fifth-gen style guide.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's carrying on from what Brent did for fourth gens. It's what you need if you're going to go and do any style modifications or you want to get some ideas for your 2010, 2011 Camaro. This is the place to go, because it's got all sorts of stuff. He's doing feature cars, too. And I believe he wants to have yours truly's car on it, so that ought to be cool.
Awesome.
Hoods, grills, spoilers, ground effects, wheels, lighting, badges and stickers, paint jobs, wraps, body kits. I mean, you know, the whole gamut of Camaro styling. So
a great resource to go to if you're thinking about doing this or thinking about doing that, and you're, you know, like the Heritage Grill.
Right.
Perfect example.
I'm torn between that one.
Yeah. You know, so... Awesome resource. What's the web address again?
CamaroStyleGuide.com.
Okay. We'll link that up in the show notes as well.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in there. I recommend that if you're looking for something, post on, this is what one guy did actually, one member did, post on the board, say I'm looking for something, and then John, Jay Kamir jumps in and he says, hey, check out CamaroStyleGuide.com, because we told him, yeah, do this, you know? And then I suggested that he goes there and he finds what he likes, or a handful of what he likes, come back to CamaroZ28.com into his thread and say, I like this, this, and this, what do you guys think? And that way you can kind of get a good starting point and also get the opinions of the rest of the Brotherhood.
Yep.
So, excellent site. Excellent site. I'm going to visit often.
Yeah.
So that's the style part.
Yeah.
And that brings us to Blown.
Blown.
I can only imagine what everybody's thinking of right now.
Yeah.
Chris, you want to field this one?
Sure. It looks like GM Performance Parts is now selling a blower for the LS9.
Basically, the LS9 blower for non-LS9 cars, if you really want to get technical.
Technically, yeah.
Because it'll just drop right on there, what do you know?
How do you like that?
At first, I was like, you know, it kind of sucks that I've got this Magna Charger, which I'm very, very happy with.
Yeah, so why, you know...
Because it's cool, man.
Yeah.
But then I got thinking, I mean, the LS9 blower is a close cousin, if not brother, to the Magna Charger. They use the same type of, I wouldn't be surprised if they use the same or extremely similar rotors, lobes, whatever the hell they're called, the part that makes it blow. I'm at a loss for words right now. But I think it's cool they're doing it, you know?
I think that'll look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this is the same supercharger that's on the CTSV on the LSA motor, correct?
Similar?
It's not the same?
I don't know if it's the same or not.
Okay.
I bet you somebody out there in CamaroZ28.com podcast listener land
now,
knows
what
the
I,
answer to
what
that.
What I didn't see was a price tag.
I think somebody pointed out in the thread on the board that I think it was available or listed at Pace Parts for just under $7,000.
Okay.
Which is equivalent to the Magna Charger.
Right.
Unless you get it from hotpart.com. Yeah. You get like $750 off.
Yep.
Use, I think, coupon code CamaroZ28750, I think, is the ticket. It's in the banner. It'll rotate through the site.
Sweet.
I'm very happy with my Magna Charger, though. Yeah. I think it looks cooler than the LS9 blower. Yeah. It just looks more good. Aggressive and pissed off.
And you don't got a see-through hood either, so.
I don't want it. Although, somebody does make one.
Yeah, I
ACS
saw that.
Composites, which I want to say is an offshoot of... another company that I used to work for. I don't know if it's the same, just similar name, or the same company that was bought by another company, but...
I don't know.
So, go out there, get your Camaro blown.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to be the first one to put one of these on their car.
I don't know, but... Well, it's already been done by Hennessy.
Yeah.
But he probably stole that from
I'm
somebody.
I'm talking about like a real person.
Oh, that was bad. I really shouldn't have said that, because that's water under the bridge, I guess. But I don't know, it'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
So that's the blown part.
That's the blown part.
And then what's the last one? Guilty?
Guilty.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. Chris, we got some voicemails, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
All right, you wanna? Should we go through them?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Hi, Chris and Jason. Mitt calling. I found you guys about a week and a half ago on iTunes by putting in a search for Camaro, and you guys came up. I have a question. I'm looking to order. I'm waiting for Q4 to order a convertible, and I want to do a couple alterations, and I'm wondering where I'm thinking about the Heritage grill, and I want to buy some IndyCar style stripes that go from nose to tail, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions or experience on where you'd go to have things like that installed. I'm wondering would you have the grill installed at a body shop, or with the stripes, would you go to a graphic place? And I know they can be done by do-it-yourselfers, but I'm not real comfortable with pulling the nose off a brand new car and doing this. So wondered if you had any suggestions. And finally, wondering if you, with your connections, if you've heard why the Hurst short throw shifter will not be available on any of the V6 models. That's it. Like your podcast, and doing a great job. Bye.
First time caller.
Good
Nick,
stuff right there.
Just found us a week and a half ago on iTunes. Great to hear that, you know, how
Absolutely.
People are finding us.
Yeah. Very cool.
He's got a couple questions. He wants to get a convertible when it comes out and wants to do a little bit of work to it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's wondering how to get the Heritage Grill and some stripes installed. Now, what I would do and what I did with my 95 Camaro to get my stripes installed, I went to a body shop. And what body shops normally do is they contract with someone who comes in who does all the pinstriping, decals, stripes, graphics, and stuff like that. And they usually have an outside source who comes in and does it for them. I would check with your local body shop. Heck, even Chevy dealer body shop. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I think so. For stripes, right. But then we move on to the grill, the Heritage Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that that's a GM part, I got to assume it's either got to come with instructions on how to install it, or your dealership would certainly know how to install it. From what I understand, taking the front clip off the car is actually not difficult.
Yeah.
How exactly is probably just in the forums. Yeah. But if you are going to go to the dealership, you might as well just have them paint it and do the stripes.
Yeah.
And just get it done in one shot. Yeah. A dealership or a body shop a quality one should be able to do either one, or either one should be able to do it. So your choices are kind of wide open. Whatever you do, just research who you go with to make sure that they stand by their work.
Absolutely.
And even ask for samples of previous work if you're not quite familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get a warm fuzzy about it, find a different one. Because the last thing you want to be is unhappy with something that you've put a lot of effort and thought
into.
Exactly. But regardless, when you get it done, definitely post pictures on CamaroZ28.com.
See that on
every account has its own photo gallery, and it's free. So, yeah, I'd like to see it. I bet you'd look good.
Yeah. They also had a question about the V6 car and wondering why the short throw Hurst shifter was not available for 2011.
You know who would be a good one to ask about this?
Old Fitzy?
Old Fitzy! his name was Tim, right?
Nick.
Nick. Not even close. It had an I in it. Nick, I don't have any idea on that, Chris. Do you?
No clue. I'm thinking, product availability, something like that?
Product incompatibility with a different transmission?
I don't know.
No, it doesn't have a different transmission. See, that's the thing, I don't know. But I bet you John Fitzpatrick, old Fitzy, would know.
Yep.
And we know he listens, so John, call in or email and help our buddy Tim Nick Frank out.
Cool.
Thanks for calling, Nick.
Ready for the next one?
Sure.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jay. 2010 SSRS on the board. And I have one question. Supercharging or turbocharging for the SS? Which is more effective? How I gain more horsepower? And between both systems, which brand is better? Like supercharging with the Ken Bell supercharger be better than Vortec or Paxton style supercharger? Thanks, guys. Any help would be greatly appreciated. And keep listening.
Hey, it's great to hear from you again, AJ.
Dude, I thought I was high strung.
Oh, this is going to be a tough question because, you know, a lot of people have quite differing opinions on how to do their forced induction on the car. You have the turbo people, and you have the supercharger people. Both are great options. You know, it's kind of, I don't know. What do you do? You look at price and decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Well, you know, it's there's really no clear answer to it. And you ask 10 different people, you'll probably get 3 different answers.
Yeah.
Because there's always a nitrous guy saying, nitrous! Spray it!
Exactly.
If you want to play,
forget
you got to spray.
That's right.
Make it easy on yourself.
Just put a bottle in it.
Liquid crack. You know, all right. Supercharger is parasitic. You're going to lose a little power because it takes power to make the blower turn.
Right.
There's Vortec and Procharger. I don't know if Paxton is even around anymore. I haven't paid attention anyway.
Yeah. Kenny Bell.
Kenny Bell. Oh, that's right. Then you get those are the centrifugal. Then you have the Roots style or the that sort of style. Kenny Bell Magnet Charger. Less involved of an installation because it replaces the intake manifold.
Yeah.
And then you have turbocharging, which of course is free power, but basically you have to do a lot of plumbing and there's a lot of heat and plumbing issues.
Yeah.
that goes along with that. It really depends on how much hassle you want
to
have.
Not to mention intercooling here, too.
Mm-hmm. Intercooling, which, you know, the Magna Charger has its built-in intercooler. Then we just talked about the LS9 Supercharger that's going to be available, and that's got a built-in intercooler. They all come with intercoolers, or does Vortec have their own intercooler
the
style?
The aftercooler?
Do they still have that?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
I remember that, though.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
With a little ice in the box.
Yeah. That was pretty. That was a good old days.
Yeah.
It's really almost comes down to preference.
Yeah.
Don't buy into crazy horsepower claims. I mean, seven pounds of boost at the same temperature is 7 pounds of boost at the same temperature and makes the same amount of power.
Right.
I've seen people with the exact same mods as my Camaro with 100 more horsepower in their segment. Yeah. You know, I can make up a number too.
What's that company that puts the turbos like in the they're like in the
oh, yeah.
in the back?
STS. Squires Turbo Systems. He's probably still a current member of CamaroZ28.com. He was just an enthusiast like the rest of us, and he started tinkering around with this rear mounted turbo, and it's a pretty solid business, and he has a pretty good product, and that's another solution right there. If you want a turbocharge, but you don't want the plumbing hassles,
right.
There's your ticket.
Yeah.
There's your ticket. And they make some good power, too.
Yeah.
So a little unorthodox, but then again, if you want to go fast, it still works. Yeah. So you got a plethora of choices.
Yep.
And good luck.
Or just put a bottle in.
Or just hose it. Hit it with 150 shot.
That's it.
Yeah. That's
Be
it.
Done.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
If you got a question like that, or you want to ask us about anything, really, about CamaroZ28.com, about Camaros, or something that we could defer to old Fitzy,
yeah,
get in touch with us. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, you ready for some more voicemail?
Why not? They're fun.
Okay.
Hey, boys, it's Mudbone calling in. I haven't called in a while, but you got me going with that question about how you got hooked up with the message board and the podcast. Best I can remember, I think the first I found out about CamaroZ28.com was on the iTunes website. I think I found the podcast, started listening to that, and then checked out the website, and as my wife might think, the rest is history, because I do spend a lot of time on it. But I think that's pretty much the way I came to find you guys. Definitely thinking about maybe coming out to Ohio for the show out there. If I can make that work, that'd be kind of cool. So I'd sure like to run into you guys person to person. Got Mudbone Jr. over here. He looks like he's asleep. We're riding to work this morning. Now, how did you come to find out about the podcast? I said through me. That's no shock. Anyway, you guys have a good one. We always look forward to listening to the podcast on Monday morning on the way to work. And we'll listen to you guys next time. See you.
Mudbone and Mudbone Jr. We're thrilled that you guys are gonna try to make it out to the show there.
Yeah.
The NEOCC Camaro and Firebird Gathering. I'm looking forward to that show.
Yeah.
My wife is gonna go this time.
Sweet.
It'll be cool. I'm going to do the biggest burnout in the world in front of the place as I leave.
Yeah?
No. Nah, not in your life.
If I remember correctly, the hotel is like right by the interstate.
That's right. Quick getaway.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how he said mentioned his wife, you know, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've ran into somebody at a car show or at a drag strip or something, and somebody says, hey, you know, you're that dude from CamaroZ28.com. Are you Chris? And I say, no, I'm Jason. And they say, yeah, I'm on your website all the time. And if they're with a girlfriend or significant other or spouse, I always...
And my wife hates you.
I always see, right. I always see the look on the spouse's face kind of like, yeah. And I, every time I say, oh, man, I'm glad you like it. You know, that's what we live for. That's what we do the work for. And then I always look at the spouse and say, and I'm sorry. And it usually makes it easier on the member of the site. So, Mudbone, you know, I'd tell your wife we're sorry. Chris and I were very sorry. And
sorry, Mudbone.
Yeah, Mudbone Jr.
Yeah,
we're sorry. We're so sorry. What else? Is that it?
That's it.
No, good.
We got one more.
Okay,
one more voicemail.
But that's it for Mudbone.
That's all. Yeah.
Wake up, Mudbone Jr. Go to work.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hey guys, Bayer Z28 here. Yeah, I get to spend a couple weeks down here in Phoenix in the middle of July now. Yeah, it's you know, it's pretty warm out when the body heat alone will cool down the inside of your truck better than opening your windows will. Yeah, we got to ride home in a busted Toyota pickup today with no AC, and it was cooler inside a truck that's been sitting all day than it was outside in the wind. But yeah, for the most part, they have a let's see if I can remember all this. They have Pink's All Out or something coming to Firebird International Raceway pretty soon down here, and there's actually a concert series going on right now up across the block, but tickets are sold out. And yeah, there's a couple things I wanted to mention when I called in and forgot about them.
Let's go while we're young.
So, the same way, but just out of curiosity, how's the AC system working in the working in your fifth gens there? I heard someone mention during the week there's a couple gearhead guys in my my CDL class here that were saying that R12 tends to be cooler or colder. But anyway, that brings me to another point I was going to mention is they kind of acknowledged today in you know, I'm in processing through Swift Transportation now, and they said, well, for a lot of you guys, this is a second career. Since the economy, he said, most of you people are here right now. We got 36 people in that room going through in-processing briefings and whatnot through Swift. And I just got coded out today, and they said, most of you people are here because of the economy. He said, this is a second career for a lot of you guys. It's the only place that's really hiring right now. If there's anyone else that's out there, I just check into the, you know, over-the-road trucking or just be a truck driver for a little bit, you know, just start to make some money, and they do pay pretty darn good. So, alrighty then, take it easy, guys.
It's Bayer. Good to hear from Bayer again.
Wow, he sounds mellow
in the Phoenix heat. Holy cow!
When I was 17, I lived in 2 hours south of Phoenix in the summertime with my dad, and I drove a 78 Ford F-150 pickup. It was primer black. And it did not have air conditioning and had black leather interior seats, and the windows weren't tinted. That was my vehicle.
Yeah.
And driving around 110, 112 degree heat in a flat black truck sucked.
I bet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if I can. Yeah.
Well, you know what? And tomorrow night I'll be in Austin, Texas. So, as we record this.
Yeah.
But anyway, Barry, you got some interesting insight on a couple of things there.
Yeah. Especially the. I didn't realize that the trucking industry was hiring right now.
Yeah, I would kind of think that it would be just the opposite because less goods are being moved around because less people are buying them.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good information, though.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people are having to just are forced to change careers. Sometimes I think I'm on the cusp of that myself. So anybody out there is looking for a new avenue, take Bear's advice, man. Find a truck driving school. I know we've got one just... not too far from here.
Yeah.
We've got more than one, I'm sure. Definitely a different change of pace from the normal Bear emails, but definitely something that hopefully somebody can use. I think it's interesting at the very least.
Yeah.
My wife, every time we see like a semi-truck backing up, trying to get into a parking lot, she says every time, there's no way I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can barely back up my god dang Jeep, you know, without almost hitting a mailbox. I don't know how somebody can...
It's tough. We've got a lot of respect for those guys.
Swing an 18-wheeler around like they were born doing it.
Yep.
So best of luck to you and anybody else that's thinking about switching over to that. Thanks. Good to hear from you, Bear, as always. He sounds mellow lately.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's the heat.
Yeah, it must be the heat.
It's
slugging him down. Is that it?
That's it for the voicemails. Now we can move on to the last...
Oh, yeah. I guess we promised this.
Word of the title
in
our show here, and it's...
Guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. Who's guilty?
Not
me. This is a forum member... known as Jackalope on the G8 board.
Yeah.
Apparently, he lives in Maryland, and a judge made him guilty, damn it.
Of what?
Of driving with illegal taillights on his Pontiac G8 GT.
Well, darn those ricers.
Yeah, except they're factory taillights.
Really?
Yeah. And they fined him $85 and said that he should trade the car in or sell it because they're illegal.
Wow.
And they're DOT stamped and certified and all that. I mean, it's factory taillights for crying out loud.
Was he living in a one-cop town?
I don't know.
the judge who's the also the person who runs the convenience store and right. the gas station. And
makes me think of that movie Vacation. You know, the
yeah.
The problem centers around, according, this is actually on Jalopnik, but somebody posted in the lounge, actually. Yeah. The problem centers around the clear taillight lenses around bumper-mounted reflectors of the Pontiac GT model, because the red area in the lenses is reduced in the GT. There are reflectors mounted in the bumper to reflect additional light and bring the reflective requirements into spec. But the officer and, the, by extension, the judge consider them illegal. I think this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to say, look, here's the guy like brought evidence. Like, here's the brochure from the factory. This is how it comes. I didn't change
the
thing.
DOT number stamped right on the
Yep,
the
he said that too. And she says, I don't care what the government says or what Pontiac says or anything. The cops says it's illegal. I say it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a feeling that's going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
Eventually.
But this is, like I said, this is in the lounge. And I've heard a lot of stupid crap that wastes a lot of taxpayer money. And I've heard a lot, and this by far ain't the worst, but this is up there amongst the stupider.
Dumb.
I mean, don't they have more important things to deal with than
taillights?
Factory taillights? That means, so if you live in Maryland and you got a G8 GT, look out.
Yeah,
because well, you're busting the law.
Wherever this town is.
You are busting. You're going to jail, mister. You don't fool around with those taillights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What are they going to think of next?
I don't know. Stupid. All right, quick shout out before we wrap this up. Jay Lopez Black RS.
Okay.
Better known as Jeremy Lopez. He wanted a shout out because he took advantage of the Camaro Z28.com diecast car super special secret deal. So thank you very much for your support of the Camaro Z28.com diecast car project and, of course, Camaro Z28.com. And if you want in on the deal, there's only a few left. Send me a super secret email to my super secret email address of jason@camaroz28.com, and I'll give you the super secret details.
Beautiful.
This is actually fun again.
Yeah.
So is that it?
That's it.
We out of time?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we get some good voicemails, some good stuff. Well, okay, let's do the rundown again. Game, style, blown, and guilty.
Yeah.
And I guess that leads us to sayonara.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, that's right. We can't forget about the fact.
I'm gonna pull a miscellaneous fact out of the Camaro White Book again here.
That you can find in our Amazon store at CamaroZ28.com/Amazon. Hit it, Chris.
1972 Camaro.
Wow, it's as old as I am.
Differed little from 1971.
It's because it didn't have to.
Grills in non-Rally Sport models did have a coarser grill mesh and vinyl tops had a wet look. There you go. That's an interesting fact from 1972 Camaros.
It's interesting.
It was built in Norwood, too. Norwood, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Good old days, man.
Yep.
And that when the second-gen Camaros, boy, they just don't get any play.
They're far and few between nowadays.
But there were some nice ones at Superfest.
Absolutely.
Real nice ones. Some of them I would sell mine to have, no question about it.
Beautiful cars.
I think I got a feeling there's going to be like a revival of second gens.
You think so?
I don't know. It just seems like it's one of those things where, I don't know, like there's certain vehicles out there that you see and you're like, boy, I wish I would have got one of those when I had the chance because nobody paid attention to them for the longest time. Then suddenly they become cool again. Well, I think Camaros have always been cool, but more focus is, I think they're just starting to get more focus. I don't know why.
Hmm.
I think they deserve it. We'll see. What's your thoughts? Give us a call. You know the number, but otherwise we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's another show.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Let's go while we're young.